B-Pod Studios.
So you want to hear some jokes?
As you know, St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Ireland.
To commemorate the occasion, President Clinton had an intern drive the snake out of his pants. Clinton is planning on celebrating St. Patrick Day by only exposing himself to a woman named Patty. Paul Jones and her husband, Paul Jones. Announced that they are separating.
Who separated?
Paul Jones and her husband, Paula. Paula Jones and her husband announced that they are separating. Evidently, when he dropped his pants, she wouldn't kiss it for him either.
Clearly, your throat.
Rosie O'Donnell said that she has a fantasy of going to Ireland to kiss the Blarney Stone. That's not to be confused with her other fantasy, kissing the Sharon Stone. Charlie Manson was attacked by several prisoners in a California prison. Manson refused to comment on the incident until he first consulted with the voices in his head. A 21-year-old Russian woman has been arrested for throwing herself in front of expensive cars in order to meet rich bachelors. This crime is all the more dangerous because it happened in Russia. Remember, over there, one of those huge 80s model Buick Centuries qualifies as an expensive car. What's Irish and loses its fingers? A leprechaun. What do you call an Irish gangbanger who can't aim a gun? Ricochet. Get it?
God, you're breathing heavy.
What's cocky?
What?
What's...
You're getting a little cocky.
Cakey. What's khaki on the outside and green on the inside? A boxing judge's pockets. President Clinton likes St. Patrick's Day because, A, he can eat corned beef. B, he can sing Irish songs. C, he can wear that "Swallow Me, I'm Irish" button. Top ways rappers are celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Rappers celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Go to local pub and do shots with 357 Magnum. Attach Lucky Charms to electronic ankle bracelet. Throw Blarney's a stone through a window and steal a television set. Make rival rapers do an Irish jig by shooting their feet. Hang with my Irish brother. Snoopy, puppy, oh doggy. Find that mother leprechaun who stole my crack and squished his ass. Spray the side of rival rapper cars with bullet holes to spell out top of the morning to ya. Go to the end of the rainbow and find me a pot of Colt 45. New Wang Tang member.
Wang Tang.
O'Leary dirty bastard. New lofty status for that famous Irish rap star, Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. Father, hundreds of illegitimate leprechauns. Record new song. Oh, Danny Homeboy. Remix new song, call it Yo, Danny Homeboy. Get pussy.
What?
Get posse. Good passe made up entirely of leprechauns. Fill leprechaun's pipe with crack. Put on green bulletproof vest. Go suck down green Colt 45. Suck down some old Irish 800. Get it? Them rappers normally drink old English 800. The snakes, St. Patrick's drives out of the city, would be cases of King Cobra. Another fine malt liquor. Patron Saint, St. Patrick, replaced by Reverend Jevy Jackson.
Jevy, yeah.
Pot of gold would be found at the end of the Rainbow Coalition. Top leprechaun pickup lines. Check out my lucky charms. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and purple-headed warrior. Want to come over and ride my unicorn? Sweetie, I'll be the best shillelagh you ever had. Baby, I'll shamrock your world. Let me see if your Irish thighs are smelling.
God.
Nice cleavage. Is that an Ernigo bra? You know, if we're toes to toes, my nose is in it. And if we're nose to nose, my toes are in it. I'll show you something harder than Blarney's Stone. Here's one snake St. Patrick didn't drive out. Baby, we're a perfect fit. My name is Patty, and you got two warm buns.
I don't get it.
God, stop that. Man.
I don't get it.
You're a funny man, but you got a breathing problem. Look into an inhaler. We'd like to start a new show here on the afternoon show. It's On the Town with Dumb Ken, keeping you up to date on the latest things happening in Southwest Florida. Here's the host of the show, Dumb Ken. Dumb, what's going on in town?
I'm not getting it. Everything's great, guys. Having a good time.
No, not you. You're in your stuck in your house. Tell us about some of the upcoming events on the town with Dumb Ken. Go.
I don't know.
I'm confused now.
I don't know. We're going to have to work that.
Come on. This is the first installment. You want something? You call me for 2 days straight? You want to get on the radio?
Do it. All right. What do you want me to do?
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks. God damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
Come on. Lay it on us.
I don't know what's out on the town. I don't even go out.
A lot
out.
Of things happening. A lot of shows coming to the area. A lot of bands.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on.
I don't have anything in front of me. I can't talk.
On the town with Dumb Ken. 2 days in a row, he says, put me on. I said, give me something.
Come on now. I didn't say that. I told you yesterday to say happy birthday to you.
Come on.
What's going on? You tell me.
Crap.
Come on. You tell me.
Kenny.
What?
I'm trying to throw you a bone here. Both Haney and I are throwing you a bone.
But, you know, you're putting me on the spot here, and I'm not ready for it. So,
yeah.
I got to prepare myself.
Here it is. This describes another Dumb Ken show.
Oh, stop, man. Like, I didn't do nothing for your show, right?
It's not what you've done. It's what you can do, my friend.
What you haven't done.
And it's what you haven't done.
I haven't done anything in a long time. What do you want? What do you expect, man? I can't wait to get this damn thing off my foot.
With this, let me tell you something, Ken. With your new show, On the Town with Dumb Ken, all you got to do is, like, look in the paper while you're sitting on that duff. And, you know.
You're right. You know, you're absolutely right.
Call a few of the
problem here. I don't get the paper. I haven't been reading the paper.
Call a few of the, you know, pick up a shopper. They might, you know, they got yard sales going on.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, I have to get a shopper then.
And, you know, there was a time when you were one of the original club kids around town.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what was going on around town. You knew about stuff going on around town before anybody else did.
No.
It's On the Town with Dumb Ken.
Oh,
man. I didn't. I didn't, man. I just hung out, man. Had a good time. Now I don't do anything. I just sit at home. What do you want me to do, man? You guys can talk now. I mean, you don't have to be silent all the time. I know you're doing this on purpose. So, hey, listen, let me tell you something. If I was prepared for this, I would go right into it with you.
Oh. Hey, it's Dan and Haney on K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you, the experts say we know is in fact it's going to be.
What? Stan and Haney. 96 Jeez. K-Rock. Jeez.
God bless him. It's been a while.
Unbelievable.
You're a little rusty.
Yeah, it's been, I'm a little rusty.
Hey,
yeah.
Everybody. Stan and Haney Show. It is Friday. And right off the bat, I'm going to say it right out of the box. Do not eat an egg salad sandwich in this studio, or I'll slap it out of that fat hand of yours, and you won't have anything to eat. You eat it in Roger's room. You eat it away from me. That is not only an egg salad sandwich, it is a gas station egg salad sandwich.
And so?
You're looking at it like, oh, I can't wait to bite into this thing, and you're not biting into it in this studio.
Dude, I haven't eaten all day.
I don't give a rat's ass. Then go outside, go into your car and eat it.
I hate that your first example was to bring it in here. But this is a small room.
You like egg salad, don't you, Raj?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to.
Who knows? Maybe he'll give you a slice.
I'm failing to understand why it's so wrong.
Egg salad smells.
It smells great.
No, it does not. Not if you're a fan of egg salad. Not a fan of it.
You're not a fan of egg salad.
I do not like egg salad. No.
Okay. Fair enough, I'd say.
I don't. Let me ask Raj. Raj knows this. I know a smell that you don't particularly like. It happened here earlier in the week. Someone decided to microwave cauliflower.
Yes, that was disgusting.
It was horrific. That is how I feel about a fat, greasy, hair-receding, gelatin-assed human being sitting across from me eating a gas station egg salad sandwich. You're not going to do it.
Don't talk about Roger that way.
That was rude.
Roger, I'm sorry.
He might like that, but I don't.
You're the one sitting across from him, so you can't deflect that.
Well, technically, you're
sitting across from him, too. You're just across the glass.
There's glass.
What's the matter with you today, by the way? You came in a little sweaty.
My air conditioning went out in my car.
Well, then you better get your mama's car.
Ever since the whole last time we talked about my mom, she sent me a whole long text message. She said, forget about my car.
Yeah.
You're never getting my car ever again.
I will say this. As many differences as I have with your mother, cuckoo, she does have a nice car.
She does, yeah.
I like that car
a lot. Very nice, sporty car, great color.
Cuckoo.
Okay, she's probably listening right now.
I know, and I just complimented her on that hot car of hers.
Yeah, I know, but she sent me a whole nice long message about you.
I know, she doesn't know me.
She doesn't know you? I don't know you.
We're beginning to find that out, aren't you? You really don't know me, do you?
You are just rude. I find this out every day. You're just rude.
I'm not rude. I'm not rude.
You are a rude man.
Nope. I am treated the way I treat people the way I'm treated. Wouldn't you agree to that, Raj?
For the most part, I'd agree, yeah.
You're just agreeing to that because of your paycheck.
Oh, is that it? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah. It is part of my job to make the hosts
look good. It's something you never learned.
Is that one of the rules?
Rule number one.
That was the first thing I was told when I was thrown into this.
I skipped over that part.
Yeah, you sure did.
I don't remember that.
Sure did. Oh, yeah. By the way, fair warning. I'm giving you fair warning before it happens. You already had stage one, but that was when I wasn't on the air yet. Stage two will be happening in a couple hours. Both the Red Sox and the Twins are playing home games at the same time
now. That's right, yep.
So it starts about 11 o'clock. People start straggling in both directions. Then you get a traffic jam by noon. Game starts at 1:05.
You know how you asked me if I was running a little late earlier today?
There's the answer.
Got caught up in that, yep. Yeah.
And the game will probably let out, what do you think, Roger? 3:30, a little before 4?
Well, with these new pitch clocks.
Oh, that's true.
I'd say 3:30 is the target time.
So be aware of that. I-75 at the Daniels exit is going to be packed. There is going to be a ton of traffic in both directions on Daniels, 6 Mile. 75 is going to be nuts. Now, to their credit, they only do it a couple of times a year. It was only once or twice where at the same time games are happening. But today is one of those days. So I'm giving you fair warning. Fair warning.
If you're on 6 Mile, if you're on Gunnery, Daniels,
yeah,
be careful.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolute mess.
It's going to be chaos.
And then the exits at Daniels are going to be a mess, too.
Maybe try to find a little detour.
Mari is going to be out and about today. We'll tell you about that later on. We'll give you a chance to win today. We got a Haney Classic for you today. We got a few other things going on, including the grab bag. Coming up next, this is the Stan and Haney program.
Thank you for calling 96K-Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney Show, St. Patrick's Day 2023. Lottie, you gotta be happy because it's on a Friday.
Woo!
It's not a middle of the week St. Patrick's Day. It's a party Friday, St. Patrick's Day. If you party like that, I don't. I bet you with the Red Sox and the Twins playing, I bet you they're wearing their green caps today, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they always went for St. Patrick. That's an exclusive to here in Southwest Florida. Oh, yeah, you get the spring training gear and all that stuff. But it's the only time during the year. They don't get this back up at Fenway. They don't get this back up in Minnesota where they wear a green hat for a game. Only here.
And, you know, I just found out that I am 3% Irish.
That's insignificant. Insignificant.
I never celebrated this holiday before, but now...
It's insignificant.
3%?
Is insignificant.
How is that insignificant? I am technically Irish.
I think I'm like 6-point-something% Native American Indian.
Okay, so, well, good for you. You're Native American.
All right, but that doesn't make me, want to celebrate and take part in anything because I'm really not an American Indian. Although I do have American Indian blood, though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside.
I would pay.
You know, they put me on this reservation, taught their English to our young.
Oh, we got to play that now.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. It is St. Patrick's Day. And I now present to you, this is a Stan exclusive. I present to you a St. Patrick's Day song. This is Stan's gift to you on St. Patrick's Day.
With a new round of beer, everyone cheers. When you're Irish, you never grow old. You drink all night long, then race for the jar to fill up that pot of gold.
When Irish eyes are bloodshot, the color of Killian's red, we'll just keep on drinking until they pronounce us dead. When Irish hearts are happy, it means the liver is gone. Just make sure when I meet
That's from me to you. It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's see what's going on.
This is not headline news. Today is St. Patrick's Day. Many bars are serving green beer, but if you want green water, you'll have to go to Jackson, Mississippi. St. Patrick's Day, the most popular day for the Irish to drink. The second most popular is every other day. Try to remember today, if you puke at a bar named O'Reilly's, you're in the wrong place. St. Patrick's Day and Rob Kardashian's birthday. Fitting, since he's responsible for 80% of Shamrock Shake total sales.
Burn.
This is not headline news.
I don't know about you, Raj, but I can kiss my NCAA bracket goodbye. I had Virginia in the finals.
One of the people across the hall picked them to win it all.
I had them in the finals. I still have my. I picked Kansas to win it, but
they're still in there, looking
yes,
good.
Yes, but if my team in one whole branch of the bracket is gone, and I'm telling you, it was a bracket buster for a lot of people in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Bracket buster.
Arizona with a prayer that will not go. And the Tigers of Princeton upset the number 2 seed Wildcats of Arizona.
Bracket buster.
Virginia, you got to take care of the ball against the pressure you're going to see.
Clark in a straight jacket.
Oh,
oh, you saw it.
Furman has won. The 13 seed has beaten the 4.
I brought up my bracket today. Games that haven't been played are in black. Games that you won are in green. Games that you've lost and are red. A lot of red.
Too much red already.
Too much red. It's too much red.
Who was your final?
Mine was Virginia and Kansas.
Raj?
I didn't put a bracket in. I'm too emotionally invested.
You're too emotionally invested.
I have a favorite team that has a chance, so I don't want to. I couldn't do it.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't want to lose any money either.
Right, I hear you. I lost
right,
it.
Right. We don't make a lot.
I'm making a whole lot less. This is cool. And I got two of them to play for you. A musician recorded himself. He's not the greatest one, but not bad. A musician recorded himself playing one famous guitar riff for every year.
Great.
Now, he did it from 1965 to 2022.
Whoa.
I ain't got time for that. I'm just going to take the good stuff.
Okay.
Like from the 1970s. Take a listen. Not bad. So that's 1970 through 1979.
What was that last song?
That's Joy Division.
All right.
Let's do the 1980s. 1980 through 1989. We'll be right back. when he has them, they keep going. They go keep going right up to 2022. There is a video with all of the riffs. Dateline, Sacramento, California. Takes balls. A thief in Sacramento attempted to steal a helicopter from an airport and ended up crashing it. Here is FBI Special Agent Sean Reagan talking about some of the reasons why someone would steal a helicopter like this guy.
What is the motive? But the scope would be almost anything you can think of. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft for a joyride. It could be somebody wanting to take an aircraft to do some sort of other criminal activity with it, some kind of damage to some other property, whatnot. Sure. Terrorism, of course.
Sure, it could be any of those. Sure. Dateline, Brevard County, Florida. That is the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep.
That is Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Titusville, Merritt Island. That is the Space Coast. Beautiful beaches over there. Some Brevard County beachgoers are upset after having unexpected encounters with nudists. Now, we have a...
I'm sorry, Lee, I visited the Space Coast, and I didn't know it was going to bother anyone.
Now, I know we got a nude beach over here. I don't know if it's still active, but I guess they have... I ain't telling you anything.
Well, tell me.
Bunch of me.
We got a weekend coming up.
But they had them over there, too, but there's... signs that, well, signs are hard to come by now, evidently. The confusion comes from the fact that last year's signs marking the nude beaches were washed away by the hurricane.
Ian?
No, it was the second one. Remember, we had Ian just devastate us, and then another one hit the other coast that month. So here's beachgoers are minding their own business. Maybe got the kids at the beach and they see nude beachgoers, but these nude beachgoers aren't there just to get a air bath and sunbathe. They're here.
It was uncomfortable. She was covering her eyes.
And there's big fat guys laying there like this. No, I don't want to see that kind of stuff.
There's no law against being nude. Frustrated because there was no sign. There was no warning for us to know what we were going to experience. My husband noticed that they were both doing lewd acts to themselves.
Mm-hmm. In other words, churning butter.
Yeah. Explains why everyone was yelling at me.
Yeah. By the way, and thank you, Texter. You're absolutely right. Memories will come back when you throw a name of a beach at me because I used to live over there. Playa Linda Beach is a nude beach over there up in Titusville.
Oh. You know the name of a Titusville nude beach?
I'm going to give you tell you something. I got to tell you a quick story.
It's college time. Come on.
Oh, this was radio time. Haney and I worked over there.
Old enough to know better.
And I'm going to say this with guarded words to let people know. In 1980, you name it, the acceptance of the gay community, it was different than it is now.
Stonewall.
So take that at face value as I tell you this story. When we were working over on the other coast in the 80s, much like we are now, we knew a lot of the restaurateurs, a lot of the business owners, a lot of the power brokers that were in that town that made business run. A lot of them were gay. And this, it just goes to show you, you know, I'm old school. It didn't bother me. They were, everybody knew who they were. It didn't affect me and whether they were my friend one way or the other. But there was a gentleman who was a business owner over there who was gay, but ran a straight establishment. Meaning that if he saw any of his gay friends, you know, holding hands up at the bar, going to a booth and smooching around and going for a grab or a pull and tug, and he wouldn't tolerate it. He would go and physically, if he had to, remove them from his establishment, and he'd say it in a loud voice, "Not in this place. Get out." And he was as gay as they were, but he ran a straight club.
So depending by location, he was a homophobic homosexual.
He was.
Kinda. I can write a book.
So at any rate, his place was right down on the beach.
Right.
And there were places on the beach that weren't designated, but everybody knew that's where gay people went. That's where they went looking for a good time. So you go and you throw a name out like Playa Linda Beach. And, oh, you remember. You knew those areas. And that guy that ran that straight club would also go after hours to his part of the beach. And it wasn't shortly thereafter, true story, that he was found at one of those beaches receiving pleasure.
Oh.
And eventually had to go and sell his business.
Really?
Oh. Yes. Wow. Because the news reports and all that, but there are places all over the place that, you know, you went to and you, or you didn't go to.
He was found cruising, if you will.
Yeah.
He fought hard to keep his business straight, but then his not straightness took his straight business down.
Correct. Ask people in the know. I guess it's a constant battle, a constant tug of war with your emotions. Right, Junior?
Tug. Keyword tug.
Yeah, that's all he heard about.
Right.
Not the war part. It's very peaceful, but tug.
Yeah.
Do one more for you. Yeah, this is great. U2's Bono and The Edge paid tribute to their longtime friends, ABBA. ABBA was great back in the day, by the way. And Bono and The Edge, huge fans. They were on BBC Radio 2 the other day, and they paid tribute to ABBA by doing their classic SOS with stringed instruments. Take a listen. It's pretty darn good.
The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I carry on?
Pretty cool, isn't it?
He's still got his voice.
Oh, you better believe it.
It's crazy.
You better believe it.
All those years.
I'll tell you another quick story about those days over there with the gay community. There was an openly gay club over there. Every business has their underbelly, their network.
Right.
You know how it is in the restaurant business.
Yes. Your regulars, and it basically becomes its own little thing.
Yeah. And in the restaurant business, not the employees, that's their own underbelly,
right.
But the owners, an underbelly. And so we knew so many of the restaurant owners, and I would say a good 50% of them were gay. And they would go to this one gay club that was in town because they knew it was safe. And I remember, if Haney was here, he'd remember too. And if he's listening, he remembers. It was Halloween. And we were at that guy's straight club.
Yeah.
Hanging out there, having some drinks and stuff.
The one called Cruising.
Right.
All right.
He eventually moved over here. But he's no longer with us.
Hey, Stan.
No, and he didn't talk like that either.
Oh.
But at any rate, we were over at his club, and one of his gay business owner friends said, you know, and I won't say the name of the club, I don't even think I remember it, but the gay club, he said, they're doing a Halloween costume contest. And like, great. Well, we're all heading over there. You guys should come too. No, I'll pass on that. Thank you for thinking of us, but we will not go to that club.
We have plans.
Oh, come on. It's great. You'll know a bunch of the people there. That might be part of the problem. They know you're not gay. Just come on. It's okay. So, a few pops in us, we go over to this club, and the whole place is full of all of these people in costume. You can't see their faces.
Right.
Well, Haney and I aren't covered. We're dressed normal. And so we sit down at the bar with, or at the table with probably, I'd say, 8 other restaurant owners in town,
right.
Gay and straight. And we all sit down there, and Haney and I are looking at each other going, this is not a good idea. This is not where we belong. I went and I turned to our friend and I said, this is not where we belong. I'm leaving. And he said, that fine if you want to go, but you know where we're going to be. I said, that's great. I said, I'm leaving. And so Haney and I get up and we start walking out of the club, and the person in a Stay Puft Marshmallow costume with the head and the arms and everything looked almost like a Stay Puft or a Michelin Man, one or the other, came up to Haney and I without taking his mask off. Stan and Haney, you are the last two people I expect to see in here. It's great to have. We're leaving. Leaving. See ya.
It would have been great if, like, you guys were, like, leaving and your gay buddies were like, dude, don't be so gay. Come back.
Oh, they
man.
Did. Some of them used to tell the best gay jokes.
Bro, you're
back
so
in the day.
Gay. Get back here, man.
We'll be back.
Meet Devontae.
Stan and Haney Show.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney Show for a Friday, St. Patrick's Day. Phone lines are open. 495-9696. Would love to hear from you and let you tell us what you're doing on St. Patrick's Day. Maybe you got a thought, comment, you need some advice. You know, maybe you need some partying advice from somebody like a junior who can really tell you how to hit the good hot places.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah, whatever. Also, in about a half hour, we're going to play Stan's 10 to 200, chance for you to win a prize. But right now, with phone lines open, 495-9696, I think all three of us today have a special feature. Let's begin right now with the one that should be, you know, holding it all up, is Junior's Entertainment Corner.
Yeah, that's right. That's not really Junior's Entertainment Corner, but like, it's St. Patrick's Day today, everyone. And you know what I love to do more than anything else is cook. So let's talk about how to make the perfect corned beef cabbage, okay?
From you?
From me, yeah. Nice and oven roasted. Okay. preheat that oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit, okay?
Don't you have to boil corned beef and cabbage?
Shut up. All right, so we're going to take that corned beef and cabbage. We're going to preheat that oven to 325 degrees. You're going to get about like a 3 to 4 pound package of corned beef, okay? You're going to put it on that pan, fat side up, okay?
And then what here's side up?
Fat side. You should know about that. Look at your chin. Anyways, fat side up. And then what we're going to do is, we're not going to spice it with salt, pepper. We're not going to do any of that. What we're going to do is, we're going to take a handful, and you heard me, a handful of Old Bay seasoning, and we're going to season that corned beef with Old Bay. And then what we're going to do is we're going to top that with shrimp, lobster, and crab meat, okay? And then what we're going to do is maybe put a little bit of brown sugar on it, you know.
Thank you, Junior. Yeah. Thank you.
What, dude, I'm not done yet.
Thank you.
I'm
not
done. Dude, I'm not even done with the Old Bay part.
You.
Stamp.
You're done.
Dude, this is my second. I'm not even. Why are you doing this?
Raj?
All right. It's Friday, so I got your weekend entertainment guide.
All right. Okay, good.
Movies, TV, whatnot. New in theaters this weekend, Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Zachary, is it Levi or Levy?
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, that's the Shazam. He returns. The bad guys, Helen Mirren, Lucy Liu. Interesting. Also out new in the movie theaters, Inside. It's a new one with Willem Dafoe. An art thief gets trapped inside a New York penthouse.
Oh, I want to see that. That actually looks really good.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Look up the trailer, man. Yeah,
okay,
that's
cool.
Really good. Yeah, I want to see that.
Absolute Law text line. Why is Junior allowed to speak? If you've seen what I've done. Raj?
It's called the First Amendment.
Also new in the movies for the old people, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin star in Moving On.
Ah!
Yeah, it's a dark comedy. They get together. They put aside their old differences. They reunite at a friend's funeral. Then they decide to kill the friend's husband. So
it sounds like real life.
Should be. Yeah, sounds like Florida women getting
right
together.
Yeah.
On TV this weekend, of course, NCAA March Madness. You got your brackets, crazy upsets.
Oh, can, I, you say know about can that? I say this right now? Because somebody just sent it to us, and how I could be so derelict in women's basketball is beyond me. But evidently, our FGCU Fighting Hen women are in the NCAA tournament. They're playing right now.
They're playing right now.
Oh, no, tomorrow.
Tomorrow
on ESPNU.
Yes, they won their conference. They're a great team, and I will definitely check them out. Also new today on Netflix, series premiere animated spy series Agent Elvis, starring Matthew McConaughey as Elvis.
Oh, God.
All right.
Well, that'll be pretty
good.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you very much. Can I have some Irish music?
Yeah, buddy. Of
Junior.
Course. Yeah.
239-495-9696. Got Everblades tickets, Sidelines, Starship tickets. I'd like some upbeat.
I just looked up Irish music.
Music.
He hit the first thing.
This is what.
All right, let's see.
No.
Wow. Well, that's Danny Boy.
I want upbeat Irish music.
What, do you want some Dropkick Murphy?
I'd like instrumental since I'm going to be talking. Why is it like pulling back teeth?
Why are these Irish songs so sad?
There we go.
That's mid-tempo.
That's a good one. Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Mid-tempo.
Yeah,
thank you,
nice
Raj.
Mid-tempo. It won't raise the blood pressure, you know, too much, you know.
So today's St. Patrick's Day. Are you celebrating a traditional St. Patrick's Day? What you think is tradition might not be. You wearing green? I'm wearing green. Roger,
I'm wearing
green?
Yes, I do have some green.
Okay,
on.
You?
Yeah, I got my green jeans on.
Okay.
I only wear them one time a year.
Right.
Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah.
So if you want to do a traditional St. Patrick's Day, wearing green, right? Wrong. The whole wear green or risk getting pinched.
No, yeah.
is, they say, pretty much started in America. That's nothing Irish about it. And going beyond that, St. Patrick himself was originally associated with the color blue. Not green, blue.
So just because clovers are green, this is what this all turned into?
I guess so.
It's what it turned into, apparently.
I'm guessing that's the reason.
Drinking beer, especially green beer. Think that's an Irish tradition?
No.
They would never drink green beer, would they?
It's not an Irish tradition.
That's a bad beer.
Drinking in bars and pubs on St. Patrick's Day wasn't even allowed in Ireland until the 1970s.
So on St. Patrick's Day, you couldn't drink in Ireland?
No.
Wow.
And green beer, again, believed to have started in New York City in the early 1900s. Nothing to do with St. Patrick, Ireland, St. Patrick's Day.
And then Chicago dyes that whole river.
The river, I was about
green.
To say that. Yeah. I wonder when that started.
That's crazy.
Or why.
To cover up the pollution, maybe. I don't know.
Junior tried to give you just a gut-wrenching recipe for corned beef and cabbage.
It was beautiful. Don't knock it till you try it, bro.
Let's stick to Irish traditions and have that classic corned beef and cabbage.
Yes.
Nothing more Irish than that, right?
Let's hear it.
Guess again.
Oh.
Totally American.
Really?
Yeah. In Ireland, it's more common to eat lamb, ham, or bacon instead of corned beef. They almost never eat corned beef.
Oh, man.
God, I love lamb.
Well, with a little bit of that mint jelly in there.
That mint jelly on it. Oh.
Ha. St. Patrick himself. While it is true, St. Patrick is the primary patron saint of Ireland, he was British. Just a few little tips for you on a traditional St. Patrick's Day.
There's some Irish people out there that are very upset by hearing that.
495-9696. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Kent.
Hey, Kent. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And same to you, brother. What's going on, pal?
Just got off work early, having a few pops. I'm not drinking green beer, but I am drinking beer.
Well, that's good. You know what? This is why I said, even before St. Patrick's Day came here, so often a St. Patrick's Day will wind up on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Can't really do anything about it. You finish up with work on St. Patrick's Day Friday. Go ahead. You have yourself a few beers, party it up, because you got the weekend staring you right in the face.
Yeah, well, who's to say I don't drink beer every day? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a holiday.
495-9696. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Swede.
Swede, am I on a speakerphone?
In my car, I could turn it down.
You're just really splattering. As they say in the business, you're splattering. Just turn me down a little bit, bro.
All right, how's that, boss?
Better.
Great.
What's going on, Swede?
I know why you said that the green stuff in the river in Chicago, it was originally a plumber spilled the dye looking for a leak in there, and that's how they found out it would turn to green, and they start putting that in there every year now, but otherwise it's a pretty clean river.
I think you're right, and it's cleaner than it has been.
Right. Yeah, it's like a light blue to a green. I mean, it's not like the one in New York or anything.
In Chicago, they used to have a lot of those meat packing plants back in the day.
Yeah.
And before they came up with any regulation, you know what they dumped into that river, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate the call and happy St. Patrick's Day.
So now they just accentuate the color to reminisce on those great times.
I don't even know if I want to say this on the air. I will, because it affected me, and I will not give you the details of it. The thing is if you're on social media and you click on something, it knows and then starts sending you that stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Junior knows about it when he goes and, you know, looks at the sites for male thongs.
Well,
and
no,
stuff
I
like
keep
that.
Looking for hot cougars in my area, but they're never in my area.
Well, I got to tell you this. It affected my day yesterday. My day was my birthday and all that, and I wanted to stay upbeat. It affected my day, and I will not even go into details. Just know how I feel about this. Raj.
I'm going to show you how to shut that off.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a nature video of a pack of lions. Beautiful female lions. They do the hunting. Taking down a wildebeest. You know, the big herd going through, and you're watching these majestic cats in full hunt taking down a wildebeest.
Can I take a guess as to what you saw? Because I saw a video of lions hunting a wildebeest.
This had nothing to do with a lion. This was something that triggered the thing to keep feeding me nature pictures.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
And... you know, some people say, oh, Stan, you know, you're not an animal lover. I am an animal lover, and I do not like to see anything, either in nature or domestic, suffer. Just why, like, if you watch on the weekend, some of those things where they show the pictures of all the dogs that need to be rescued. I have to change the channel because that will ruin my day.
The one with the Sarah McLaughlin song.
I don't even, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have to change the channel, even if it's something I want to watch. That's how sensitive I am about this stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a lion taking down a wildebeest. But they had a video up. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it was incredibly sad. And how nature can be so cruel. And I'm watching this. And it's one of those things that you say, once you see it, you can't take it back. And it affected me all day long. And this is saying a lot. I dreamt about it last night. It was so horrific. And anybody that is on social media and puts stuff up of dogs being hurt, wild animals being eviscerated, all this stuff to make a point, whether you're with PETA or whoever it might be, don't do it. Because you're not driving home a point. You're just grossing people out. And I don't want to see a skinny skin and bone dog out in the freezing cold. I don't want to see a bunch of kittens living out of a trunk of a burned out car. Don't want to see it. And I stumbled on this because I looked at a pride of lions catching a wildebeest. And what they threw at me on social media, I still can't recover from it.
That's on your birthday, too.
And man. It was on my birthday.
Not Happy cool. birthday, Stan.
And my wife was telling me, she says, what's wrong with you? Are you feeling okay? I said, I saw a video today that I can't shake.
Sorry, babe. Social media.
And it's one of those things. There, we all have a little bit of innocence. Some of you may say, that's not true. I've seen it all. You're wrong. And you will recognize when you see a piece of your innocence go, whether you are 16, whether you are 26, 56, or 66, you still have pieces of innocence. Don't put that stuff on social media. Don't.
Yeah, go down the rabbit hole on Reddit. You'll lose innocence in 1 hour.
I'd rather see hot naked chicks.
Same, dude. That's what you. I do on the internet.
We got to take a break because I'm going to get a winner for you here. We're going to do Stan's 10 to 200. 10 survey questions. 100 people surveyed on each one of those questions. Lucky Stan and Haney listener will go and play. If they can get a score of above 200 or above, they're going to win a beautiful prize selected especially for them. We're going to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, St. Patrick's Day 2023 and a Friday. Stan and Haney show in about a half hour. Your first look at traffic, news, headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, a classic Haney in about an hour, which was done on a St. Patrick's Day.
Is it just as controversial as the last one?
Controversial?
Whatever, dude.
No. Well, maybe in a different way. I don't know.
All right.
I have to wait and find out.
Because I'm looking forward to the complaints. Yeah.
Nothing new. Nothing new. Let's, right now, give you a chance to win. We are going to play Stan's 10 to 200. 10 survey questions. Your job to give the most popular answer. 100 people surveyed on each question. You get 200 points or more. You're going to get a prize selected especially for you. We have Everblades tickets. We have Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We have Starship performing at the Colusa Sound Amphitheater in Fort Myers on April 2nd. And you know what? We have a couple of these left, and I'll also throw in a pewter mug if that's what you want. I'm going to release the phones right now, find out who wants to play Stan's 10 to 200. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Matt, you want to play?
I would love to play.
Have you played this game before, Matt?
I have not played this game before. I played the abbreviation game the other day and didn't do so well, so I'm looking for a little redemption.
Okay, all right, Matt, then let's do this then. Let me get your music ready here. Now, you know how this is. 10 questions. They're survey questions. 100 people surveyed. Your job, pick the most popular answer. You get 200 points or more. You're going to be a big winner, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And, Raj, you keep a score for us after we go through all the questions. When we do it, you keep the score, and we'll find out how Matt does.
We're ready.
All right. Let's begin. Here we go, Matt.
All right.
10 questions. Dogs understand about 10 words. Name one of those specific words.
No.
Okay, hold on. All right, next question. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Job.
All right. Next question. Name a food that is often cooked in the microwave.
Popcorn.
Okay. Next question. Besides clothes, name something that has a zipper.
Luggage.
Luggage. Hold on. Next question. Name something you would do before kissing somebody. Name something you would do before kissing somebody.
Pop a mint or a gum.
Okay, mint or... Okay, hold on. Next question. We are now halfway through. This is the second half.
All right.
As we will know when we are totaling up the scores... To be on track, you'd want to be around 100 points by your fifth question. Number six. Name something that can be too tight when it's around your neck. Name something that can be too tight when it's around your neck.
Necklace?
Okay. Next question. Is there somebody in that car with you, Matt? Is
he's
there
cheating?
No,
I'm cheating. I'm picking up my son from school.
And all right.
Got to wait outside the line.
Okay, I believe you. Number seven. Name something that gets knocked over when it's really windy. Name something that gets knocked over when it's really windy.
A sign.
A sign?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Name a musical instrument an octopus could play the heck out of. Name something an octopus could, a musical instrument that an octopus could play the heck out of.
Drums.
Okay. You got a turn signal on, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that laugh. Oh, that's a sensitive mic right there.
He's in the middle of a commute right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know the feeling. All right, we got two more here. Question number nine, Matt. Name a kid's game a grown-up would look pretty silly playing. Name a kid's game a grown-up would look pretty silly playing.
Hopscotch?
Okay. Next. Oh, never mind. Next question. The final question. Besides a car, name something that runs on gasoline. Besides a car, name something that runs on gasoline.
Generator.
A generator. Okay. Stop the music. Let's see. How do you feel you did?
I'm feeling fairly confident.
All right. Again. First five, you want to be around 100, you got a shot at it, a legitimate shot, or you got to do a lot of catching up the second half. Raj, keep score for us. I want that score constantly shouted out so Matt and myself can hear it to see if, in fact, he gets 200 points.
All right, let's go.
Let's begin. I asked you question number one. Dogs understand about 10 words. Name one of those specific words. You said no. Zero. Zero. Zero.
Really?
Zero people.
Wow.
Surprising.
Number one was sit, followed by come, walk, food, their name, stay, fetch, and treat.
Mm. Oh, man. Okay.
Zero points. That's all right. You can. Best to do that early. All right, here we go. Next question. I said, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. You said a dead end job. Number two answer, 28 points. 28 points. Number one answer, a street. Dead end. I then asked you, name a food that is often cooked in a microwave. You said, popcorn. Number one answer. Number one answer. 41 people said popcorn, followed by pizza.
There we go. All right.
Up to 69.
69 points. That's what I like to hear.
That's what she said.
I bet you do.
Now, I might need a judge's decision on this one.
All right.
Besides clothes, name something that has a zipper. Matt said luggage. Luggage is not on here. However, backpack is. Is that luggage?
Yes.
Is backpack luggage?
I think you could group them in together.
All right, then we are going to do that. Number two answer, backpack, 22
all
points.
All right. Thank you, Judge.
22 points. Number one was a purse.
91.
91. All right, this is good. Number five.
Name something you would do before kissing somebody. You said maybe take a mint or something. Number two answer. 17 people. Take a mint or a breath spray. 17 people said it. It was real close to number one. Only 18 people had the number one answer that said close your eyes. Mint was number two at 17.
We're at 108.
You are doing fine, Matt. You are doing just fine at 108.
Awesome. You're good.
Here we go. Name something that can be too tight when it's around your neck. You said a necklace. Number one answer. 36 people. 36 people said necklace. Followed by necktie, somebody wearing a turtleneck, or a too-tight collar.
144.
144, Matt.
Let's do it.
I said, name something that gets knocked over when it's really windy. You said a sign. Zero. Number one answer was tree, followed by trash cans, followed by plants, followed by swing set, followed by umbrella.
All right. That one hurt.
Three left, and we're at what, Raj?
144.
144. Name a musical instrument an octopus could play the heck out of. You said the drums. Number two answer, 21 points. Number one answer, by a mile, the piano.
Oh.
Drums, 21 points, though. Number two answer, what do we got, Raj?
165.
165. Question number nine. I asked you, Matt, name a kid's game a grown-up could look pretty silly playing.
I don't know about this one.
You said hopscotch. Number one answer.
No way.
Number one answer. 23 people said hopscotch.
188.
One?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
188.
Come on, baby.
I said at number 10. And don't ever let it be said that I am not a nice guy. I am radio's Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, sure.
I am radio's good guy.
Of course.
I asked you, besides a car, name something that runs on gasoline. You said a generator. I am going to tell you right now that you're going to get a free second pick. Why? Because nobody said generator. Nobody.
Oh, man.
Nobody.
Must be the Florida state of mind.
Now I'm going to tell you something. There is one answer on here that will send you so far over the top, it's not even funny. Now, he's got what? How much, Raj?
He's got 188.
All right.
He needs 12.
I'm looking at the answers right here to that question. There are five. The top five answers are displayed. The other answers are so insignificant to the number one answer, even if you guessed one of those with 188 points, it wouldn't put you over the top. Because the number two answer is 10, and that would only get you to 198. That does not put you over the top. I am going to give you, now, understanding this, Matt, I'm trying to be fair with you. If you do not get it, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you. And for another attempt at a prize, I'm going to hang up on you.
Understood.
But if you name the number one answer, which I am giving you a second shot at, you are going to bust the bank open and be the big winner. Here's the question again. There is one answer that will put you over the top. besides a car, name something that runs on gasoline. Name something that runs on gasoline. You probably use it more on the weekends than you would any time else, and your wife will yell at you if you don't.
Well, I think it's in my future this weekend. I'm going to say lawnmower.
Lawnmower. The ones that would not have gotten you over the top were airplane, tractor, motorboat, motorcycle. Number one answer was lawnmower. 67 people. Yes.
67.
It just blew it away. Blew it away. It was such over and above the number one answer. 67 people said lawnmower.
Oh, Stan, thank you, sir. You are a really good guy. I appreciate it.
I want that kept on tape. To be used in future. I don't want them to think I'm doctoring something or that I'm inserting words. You heard Matt say that.
Well, now there's no music. Can we hear that again?
Stan is radio's good guy. No doubt about it.
And radio's Mr. Wonderful.
And radio's Mr. Wonderful and all of the above.
Beautiful, beautiful. Matt, go pick up your kid. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day. I'm sending you over to Raj. Pick a prize, okay?
Oh, thank you, sir.
You betcha, buddy. Hold the line. There we go. I don't want anybody to think we doctored the tapes, that I inserted something, that I spliced a bunch of words together.
Well, we kind of had to coach him on the last part. But,
you know what? He got the first part in unsolicited.
Yeah, but he doesn't know you what? As a person.
Yeah,
you know?
Do you? You don't know me.
I feel like I have a good idea of who you are as a person.
Remember that episode
of
Family Guy?
You're just garbage.
Remember that episode of Family Guy when Meg was yelling at her mother, "You don't know me," and pulled out her tooth right in front of her? You don't know me.
I was thinking of King of the Hill with Bobby. I don't know you. That's my purse.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
Radio's Mr. Wonderful.
That's right.
He'll be back.
Stan and Haney Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Show. St. Patrick's Day, Friday. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It is greatly appreciated. I want to let you know that our own Maria is going to be out and about for St. Patrick's Day this evening. She is going to be at Rockstar Harley-Davidson. She's going to be there from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight as they, what is it here? It is the Rockstar Harley-Davidson 9501 Thunder. Oh, that's the address. Hold on. Everybody knows where Rockstar Harley-Davidson is. You see it when you're driving by 9501 Thunder Road in Fort Myers. It's right off I-75.
And yeah, it's basically 6 Mile and Tree Line, basically.
It's the big St. Paddy's Day Bash bike night that they're having at Rockstar tonight. You can register to win a 2023 Harley in the Key to Freedom giveaway. They're going to have free beer down there, $10 meals, and bikini competition. All happening at Rockstar Harley-Davidson. Mari is going to be broadcasting live starting tonight, or at tonight, 6 to 9. Rockstar Harley-Davidson in Fort Myers for the big St. Paddy's Bash bike night. Don't want to miss it. Sounds like fun.
Junior, you said 6 miles. More like Daniels. And
so. That's what it is. It's Daniels and...
you're right.
Because you take
It's Daniels and Treeline, basically. Like right there.
It's right in between
and
there.
And then you take Airport Loop, keep following that.
Don't let him confuse you.
No,
anymore.
No, that's true. There's Airport Loop right on Treeline. Yeah.
If you just tell him it's Daniels and Treeline right in that area, because when you're getting off at 75, you can't miss it.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can't miss it, guys.
Jeez.
It's right there. Sorry, dude. Trying to help.
I'll try to clear. Next break, I'll clear it up a little better for you. Traffic. Wow. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Soon to be 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
You see, I tried to help, you know.
And you made matters worse.
Damn it!
Let's be aware. Boy, it's busy. And remember, I think there's still, I'll bet you there's a lot of traffic right now because both ballparks are letting out.
Yep.
You got a crash I-75 northbound at Colonial Boulevard. Got a hit-and-run crash, Alico Road and Three Oaks Parkway. And a crash I-75 northbound before Corkscrew Road in Estero. That's just in Lee County. We head down Collier County Way, we got a crash I-75 southbound at Immokalee Road. And in East Naples, crash with injuries, Davis Boulevard and Naples Heritage Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Did you say anything about Three Oaks Parkway on that?
I believe I did.
Yeah, Alico.
Alico and Three Oaks.
Just making sure we had a road watcher.
Appreciate that, and I appreciate our road watchers keeping an eye out for us, because a lot of times we're waiting on, you know, the police and FHP and all that to go and get us the information. If you see something ahead of time and you can give us what direction it's in, what the intersection is, and a good scope around, all the better, and I appreciate that. Coming up in less than 1 hour, we will have the news for you. But every day at this time, we bring you the headlines. These are things that you can expect to be coming up in less than 1 hour on the news. And headlines are brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends. Coming up in less than 1 hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. And again, but like we did earlier, you think about on some of these St. Patrick's Day traditions or beliefs about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
A couple of these things will surprise you.
Yeah, just made up, but we picked up on it.
Going to have a list. It's always something when couples are surveyed. Someone asked a bunch of couples to name unique relationship rules they have in order to keep the peace. I have a list of the most popular ones they gave, including one reply that said, "You can only fight when naked."
I love it.
Rod, you might be old enough to remember this. They came out, I want to say, in the 80s. The fake Faces of Death videos.
Yes. Those were big in junior high and high school in my time.
If you grew up in the 80s, you might remember at least hearing about the Faces of Death movies. They were supposedly documentaries that showed real-life scenes of humans and animals dying. We know now a lot of it is fake, but a new movie based on the Faces of Death documentaries is being made. I don't know if you saw it. I'll talk about it. I still can't figure out the trick. Disney has come out with a legitimate lightsaber.
Yes.
Where they hit the button and it extends and it's got the sound and everything. And it looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, it does.
Somebody attacked Def Leppard's one-armed drummer. in Florida. Of course, everybody knows Def Leppard's drummer is Rick Allen. And he was attacked outside a hotel in Fort Lauderdale on Monday night. We'll have some of the details for you. This is something interesting. Grand Funk is going to start a tour, a 50th really? Anniversary tour. Throw that out there and give you a little heads up on that.
Well, GFR.
A judge has ruled that Nickelback did not steal Rockstar. I'll give you the details of a Korean restaurant in New York that served soup with a dead rat in it.
Yum.
What else have I got? I got a couple of more things. Gym bros are apparently eating dog food for more protein. Man, that's a good way to pump up and get some muscles. And finally, a flight was delayed after flight attendants got into a little scrap. I don't know, fighting over who's going to work the beverage cart or something. They got themselves into a little scrap and delayed the whole flight.
Cat fight?
Yeah, I don't know. Details in less than 1 hour.
I said I would close the overhead compartments, not you, Lindsay.
Laughter. Laughter is very important.
I'm going to die.
That's why we now bring you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, hey there, cute little spandex ass.
I am a woman, okay?
You are. You yeah, are you all are. Woman. Yeah.
Have you ever said, hey, spandex
no.
ass
nope.
in your life?
No, nope. I have not.
Just try that on the wifey this weekend.
What do you say to
Let
your
wife? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, what do you say to your wife when you get home, dude?
My wife is the most wonderful human being.
She is, yeah.
And I will go, and she'll know when I'm trying to say something sexy or cute or something like that, and it doesn't work. She will still smile and give me credit for trying.
That's nice. She's a doll. Yeah,
yes, she is.
She'll say that special... Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, bless his
You're
heart.
You're so adorable.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Pop-Tart.
Yeah, that one. Try that on your... I was told that by somebody else. Call your girlfriend hey, Pop-Tart.
Oh, that one. That oh, you one person so, was messing with you.
You look so hot, Pop-Tart. let's see. Oh. St. Patrick. That's who we're celebrating, St. Patrick's Day, patron right. saint of Ireland. Well, today we bring you the top fascinating facts about the actual St. Patrick.
All right.
Top fascinating facts about the actual St. Patrick.
That's right, right, Raj. Right here. He's the patron saint of acceptable stereotypes. They're big drinkers, Irish, you're drunk. Right. That's all okay.
The only one that hasn't been canceled yet.
Yeah. Because they have a sense of humor.
There
yeah.
you go.
And if they don't, and if you don't like something, they'll fight you. Yeah. Not go and try to shame you.
Give it time. Give it time.
St. Patrick, things you didn't know about the real St. Patrick. Even though he was Irish, he thought you two was overrated. fact about the real St. Patrick, he never wore green, so he had an excuse to pinch himself. Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's favorite NFL team? The Colts. Ha! I bet you thought I was going to say the Saints, didn't you? But no. No, it's the Colts. You know, the real St. Patrick, according to legend, he chased the snakes out of Ireland and right into our Congress.
That's actually fact.
It is.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's final words, right there on his deathbed. They found me Lucky Charms. Look, here's something, and it's a fact. St. Patrick has been dead for centuries. Centuries. But he still looks better than Joe Biden.
The skin is tightened.
He was Me Too'd for showing off his shillelagh. And finally, the final fascinating fact about the actual St. Patrick. He hated it when people called him Patty, or when people didn't call him Patty. My point is, the Irish are temperamental.
30 years of blah, 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 yeah, and yeah, where has that led us?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. You, listening to us right now, can email us. And I get, it's better than texting me. Sometimes you can't get through on the phone line. I see every email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
How many times I got to tell you and how many years I got to tell you? Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
This is from Ed. Ahoy, gents. While working on the never-ending honey to-do list yesterday, I was enjoying the Stan and Haney podcast featuring the origin of the story All Women Are Crazy and Capable of Anything. It's a true Haney classic. My wife overheard and asked me if I really believe all women are crazy, including her. I said, quote, "Well, you married me, didn't you?" She laughed and thanked God. Our best to Haney. Slow and steady, Haney wins the race. You guys are doing a great job, by the way. But Lord, we miss Haney too. Signed, Eddie. You got that right, Eddie.
And now Eddie's sleeping on the couch.
This is from Doug. Wanted to answer, we asked a question of the week yesterday. What's an old piece of clothing that you have that you don't wear anymore, but there's no way you're going to throw it away? Ahoy, Stan. I got a T-shirt from a rib cook-off in Ohio years ago. A lot of entertainers were there, but me and my buddy were there to see the last one. Brian Howe. Right on. The shirts were security shirts, so we had access to most of the area. After the show, we went backstage to see if we could get them autographed. Lo and behold, his security guard called him out, and he walked for about 15 minutes, and yes, he signed our shirts we were wearing. Brian Howe was a really good man, and a hell of an entertainer. Yeah, he was. Still have that shirt in plastic in a Ziploc bag to this day, never getting rid of it. Signed, Doug. Doug, wow. Thank you.
Thank you for your
email. We're going to take a break. When we come back, part of the thing with Haney recovering from his stroke is that I will always make Wednesday and Fridays at these times Haney moments. Got a good one for you coming up. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Show, Friday edition. In just a second, I'll play for you something I know you haven't heard. I think it only aired once. And it aired on St. Patrick's Day, probably about 2007, 2008, with me, Haney, and our good friend and late producer, Tommy. I can guarantee you, unless you were listening the day it aired, you didn't hear it. Traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Soon to be 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. All right, I don't know if it's because of St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if it's because people are getting an early start on the weekend because it falls on a Friday. We're a little busy out there traffic-wise, and we have been all day. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Bayshore Road and Magnolia Drive. In Collier County, Golden Gate. Disabled vehicle, Pine Ridge Road and Whippoorwill Lane. Then we got a crash, Golden Gate Parkway and Tropicana Boulevard. And then be aware of this, if you're traveling on Alligator Alley, you're going to run into a problem. We got a crash on the alley eastbound before State Road 29, and yes, there is blockage. And you are up to date. Let me see if I can call Dr. Kleiner.
All right.
I think that's the number.
You think?
I don't know. Did I put in enough of them?
Well, it's ringing.
It's ringing. I think I did.
Hello. You have reached the offices of Children in Peril. This is Murray Kleiner speaking. What? We're not available to take your call right now. If you are a creditor, please be assured that arrangements have been made. Please kindly leave your number, the time you called, and the subject matter following the beep.
Where's the beep?
Here, beep.
Where's the beep? Hello?
Beep.
Hello? Kleiner, pick up the phone if you're there. Kleiner.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I can't deal with the bill collectors anymore.
So you go and do a fake phone answering machine, and you're there the whole time? You knew we were calling?
That's just standard. I've been doing that. Oh, God. I've been doing that since the 80s.
Okay. Did you get
it? And at one point, it wasn't just the bill collectors. It was the state attorney.
Yeah.
And that's a good habit to get into.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Did you get your money? Did you print up your money?
No, I have to go to Staples to get I found out you got to have color ink to print it.
Yes, you do. So you got something that you got. It did come to you though, right?
I haven't. I saw that there was something from BBGI.
It's us.
And the subject line said RE, your payment, so I'm assuming that it's there.
Good, good, good. Since you've gotten something from us, let's hit it. Your segment.
And it's time for another edition here on 96K Rock of Caring and Sharing with retired child psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. We head to Laguna Beach, California, where the good doctor is standing by on this St. Patrick's Day. Welcome, Dr. Kleiner.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you fellas.
Thank you. Are you doing anything special?
Define special.
I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day. Are you imbibing? Are you drinking green beer, corned beef and cabbage or something? You usually have something planned for St. Patrick's Day.
Actually, yes, I do. You know, it's been a rough road over the past couple of decades.
Yes, I know it has, Doctor.
But I've been getting more proficient at the computer, and I signed up for an internet website.
Yeah, what's it called?
J-Date.
Really?
And I have a young lady in her 50s.
Ah.
She's coming over. We're going to have a candlelit dinner, and I prepared some green wine.
Oh, green wine. What do you take, a white wine and maybe a Zinfandel and drop a little green dye in there?
Yeah, but you got to make sure that you use FDA-approved dye number 72.
That's what I understand. All right, Doctor, let me get the first email from one of our listeners who is looking for help from you. Advice. This letter comes from Paul. He's 30, and he writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner."
Ow!
What happened?
Hold on.
What was that?
Well, are you all right?
Ow.
Dr. Kleiner.
Ow.
Hey. What happened?
Pot roast. Ow, jeez.
Pot roast?
Pot. You're cooking a pot roast? Doctor.
Oh, God.
I'm not laughing. I'm crying. Doctor.
What happened?
What happened?
I'm okay. I burned my hand. I was checking the pot roast. I think it's about ready.
Okay. Can we still do this segment here?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, holy...
Put your hand in some ice or something.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, all right, just well, cool water, not ice.
I need some butter.
No, not butter.
Butter's even worse.
Ow.
Hey, look, I ain't got time to...
Ow.
Your job is to answer these things.
Ow.
Hey. Hey, you deaf?
What?
Burned his hand on pot roast. What are you doing? What are you, you shouldn't be on the phone talking and then reaching into a hot oven. You idiot.
I'm okay. All right. I'm all right.
All right. This letter comes
all
from...
Right. I got a stick of butter. I'm grasping it.
Okay. This letter comes from
it's
Paul.
Melting.
Are you going to answer his email?
Yes.
Okay. This letter comes.
For Christ's sake, yes.
All right. Do your job. This is from Paul. He's 30. Mm. He writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner." I know that the whole point of a bachelor party is to have one final hurrah before settling down with one person for the rest of your life. My wife was really anti-bachelor party, but eventually she caved in and let me have one. Now, Dr. Kleiner, at the party, I hooked up with a stripper. And by hooking up, I mean we made out a little bit. There was a little touchy-feely action, too. I've felt bad about it ever since it happened because I feel like I cheated on my wife. But technically, aren't you still single at a bachelor party? I wasn't married then. Is it still considered cheating? Signed, Paul. He's 30, Dr. Kleiner.
Well, Paul, if it's any consolation to you, you're not the first bachelor to grab a handful of guavas at the bachelor party.
Sure.
You seem like an intelligent fellow. you are not, in fact, legally married. Morally, is a different story. But legally, there's nothing that says you can't dance the mattress with the stripper.
Okay.
There's no. This is the difference between God's law and man's law.
Sure.
So, you know, you buzz the brillo with the stripper. Nothing technically wrong with that.
You bust a brillo.
What can you live with?
Right.
You know, you get your noodle wet with a stripper. You keep your mouth shut. Not a problem.
Right.
But if you're a pansy ass and you admit to your wife that you shook the sheets with Sheila.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're going to have problems.
But technically it's not cheating, right?
Well, you know, if you're slamming your shrimp into open waters. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty simple. It's cut and dried. You know, you got a stripper riding your rooster, you wouldn't be asking the question if you didn't know there wasn't something wrong with it, you whorehound.
Right, you're so right. You're so right. Thank you, doctor. And
having said that, yeah. You're not the first one to have a little tummy tickler at the bachelor party.
Okay. Thank you, doctor. We have what a woman has written into us, doctor, and she would like your advice. Her name is Nicole. She's 27, and she writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner, thanks for coming back to the Stan and Haney show. Really missed you. And
you're welcome.
And happy 10 years.
Well, it's not. It's been 10 years since I started. And
yes.
I have not. It has not been a consecutive.
Yeah, don't I know it. She goes on to say, here's my problem.
Why don't you watch your language, sissy britches?
Here's the rest of her email. She writes, my boyfriend and I have a really honest, open relationship. We talk to each other about everything. In fact, we're so honest with each other that we even joke with each other when one of us is checking out another hot number of the opposite sex. Anyway, he read an article recently that said most women fantasize about other men while having sex with their boyfriends and asked me, did I ever do that? Since we're so open about everything else, I admitted I did occasionally fantasize about another guy while I was having sex with him. I was totally surprised when he really got upset about that, and we haven't had relations since. He says he can't get excited about relations knowing that I, Nicole, might be thinking about another man while I'm with him. I ask him if he ever fantasizes about other women when we have sex, and he says that's not something guys do. He says guys get turned on by visuals, not mental fantasies. Is that true, Dr. Kleiner? And are women who do this really disrespecting their men? Signed, Nicole. She's 27, Dr. Kleiner.
My philosophy has always been, whatever gets her blotty. Whatever it takes to tie the lover's knot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It doesn't matter what kind of guide she employs, as long as you're the one taking the trip up the Rhine.
I completely understand.
You know, as long as you're, you know, whatever goes on in her own head, trust me, you don't want to know.
No.
And that goes way beyond sex, fidelity, what have you. But as long as she's the one squat jumps in the cucumber patch with you. As long as it's your hog that she squats upon.
Yes.
then I don't understand the problem. You're obviously a little bit uncomfortable with yourself.
Who Nicole is?
No, the gentleman.
Well, this is. But
he's the one with the problem, right? Or is it her? I don't know. My hand is on fire.
It's her with the problem. She feels she's not getting sex anymore because he's upset, thinking she's fantasizing about somebody else on top of her.
So he is no longer a member of the Pudding Club.
No, he won't do it with her.
Well, that's a real shot in the giblet.
Yes. And she wants to know from you, Dr. Kleiner, a man she respects, is she disrespecting him by having these fantasies? Or telling him about it?
Is this the true reason?
You sense other reasons, don't you, Doctor? That's why we have you on this show. You see behind the
words.
And,
well, from the tone of her letter, it would not surprise me if if she's dealing with the visitor.
What?
If she is riding the cotton bicycle. If so. You know what I mean? There's the captain is at home.
Yes. Wow. You sense that just in this letter?
You know, Holy Week. And, you know, I can't blame the fella.
Right.
And the newlyweds?
Yeah, well, they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're in a very committed relationship. I didn't say
they've
anything.
Been together a while. I was wondering if perhaps, you know, it makes an impact on a man, especially a young man, the first time that you walk into the bathroom and you see a granny rag in the trash. Oh. You know, muck rag. Mouth mattress. Manhole cover. A red flag, if you will. But then again, that's usually 99% of all relationship problems.
Uh-huh.
All because of that.
What, walking in and seeing that?
Because, you know, Aunt Rosie. When she's entertaining the general. On the pole.
Oh, come on.
You know, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Am I talking to myself here?
No, but I see by the clock.
Red sails in the sunset. Am I getting through at all?
Yeah, you are getting through. I don't know that's it. Once again, you're focusing on the guy. She's talking about herself here and not getting
it's hard to focus on anything when my hand is aflame.
Sorry. Thank you,
Doctor. Oh, Jesus, that's going to look great. All blistered up with green wine.
Yeah, especially when your date comes over and your hand's all blistered.
I hope she doesn't get me kicked off, J.D.
Why would she get you kicked off?
Maybe she thinks I'm, you know, some kind of deformed weirdo with a crab hand.
You got burned!
You know what? I don't care about her.
You don't, huh? You haven't even met her yet.
She's not the only goat milker in town.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dr. Kleiner. I hope your hand feels better.
Yeah. Screw Witch and Jenny and the horse you rode in on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you to groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. St. Patrick's Day edition of the Stan and Haney Show, and a reminder for you, in less than 1 hour, Maria going to be over at Rockstar Harley Davidson in Fort Myers. You know where to, right off I-75. You take Daniels, and it's between right there, 75 and Tree Line. You got Rockstar Harley Davidson right there. And they're having a big St. Paddy's Day bash and bike night. Again, Mario will be there. You can register to win a 2023 Harley with the Key to Freedom giveaway. They're going to have free beer, $10 meals, and a bikini competition. Mario will get things started on the air at 6 o'clock. Rockstar Harley Davidson for the big St. Paddy's Bash bike night. Tonight. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we'll do some news. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Soon to be four Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let me get this traffic done in before we start the official news. Junior has some news for us as well in a celebrity passing. We got a crash. Lee County, Fort Myers, I-75 southbound at MLK Boulevard. Then we got a crash, Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard, and Metro Parkway. And then down in the estates, crash with injuries, 2500 block of 68th Avenue Northeast. And you are up to date, Junior.
So this is coming to us straight from TMZ. The Wire star Lance Reddick, dead at 60. Lance Reddick, famous for his work on HBO's The Wire and the John Wick movie franchise, has died, TMZ has learned. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ Lance's body was discovered at his Studio City home Friday morning around 9:30 a.m. His cause of death is currently unclear, but our law enforcement sources say it appears to be natural.
Okay.
Lance posted a selfie video on social media Wednesday morning, appearing to be at home with his dogs instead of attending the Wick 4 premiere in New York City, though he never mentioned why he wasn't going to the premiere. Before his work on the John Wick movie, the Wick 4, Lance was best known for playing fictional Baltimore Police Department officer Cedric Daniels on the hit HBO series The Wire, with his character appearing in all five seasons.
Okay.
Lance also had recurring roles on a bunch of popular TV shows. Dude, look at his IMDb page. It is.
I know. That's great.
Pages.
Here it is. State the source, state that he's passed away, what he is most known for, age, unknown or natural causes. We move on.
It was a short article. And you cut me off right at the last paragraph. I knew I should have asked Roger to do it. I know you should have, right? I know.
You didn't have him ask me to print that out for you?
No, he did that on his own.
I did that on my own, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I asked. He told me about his passing. Okay. I said, well, either you or Roger are going to have to go and report on this. And he took it upon himself.
He took it upon himself to come in here. Hey, Stan needs you to print out an article.
You see me reading it?
That's right. That's right, buddy. That's right.
News.
Hey.
I see how it works.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, XXXXII. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
Hi, Stan.
Hi.
How you doing?
Raj?
How you doing?
Here are some things you didn't know. There are many Irish Americans in Massachusetts. You think of Boston, yeah. But the most Irish state is not Massachusetts. It is New Hampshire. At least as far as percentages go, 20.2% of all people in New Hampshire have Irish ancestry. Massachusetts is second, just second, with 20% on the button with Irish ancestry. Dead last state with Irish people?
Florida.
Hawaii.
Oh.
Dead last, just 4.3%.
I'm 3% Irish. I don't count. Mm-hmm.
Among large cities, Boston has the highest percentage of people with Irish ancestry at 22.8%. Second place is Pittsburgh, followed by Philadelphia. One of the highest concentrations overall of people with Irish heritage is in the town of Scituate, Massachusetts. There are only 19 people in the town of Scituate. 61.5% are Irish.
You say 19 people?
Yeah, 19 people.
19,000
oh, okay.
People.
Oh, okay, yeah.
19,000.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I was like, no, there's nine of them are...
Small town, but not that small. 19,000 people and 61%, 61.5% Irish.
Yeah, I wonder who their congressman is.
Irish. Just a guess from the both of you. I will tell you there are some. How many U.S. cities are named Dublin? Give me a number of how many cities you think in the United States are named Dublin.
Oh, boy. I know one for a fact that I've been to, so I'm going to say three.
I'm going to one-up him and say four.
10.
No.
See, I beat you.
Good job, Chief.
10 U.S. cities named Dublin. Most are in the eastern United States, but there's also a Dublin, California, and a Dublin, Texas. The California city is by far the largest Dublin in the U.S., with more than 70,000 people. It is in the Bay Area between Oakland and San Jose.
I've only been to the Ohio one, which is near Columbus.
Thank you, Raj.
Just wanted to let you know.
There is a reason for shamrocks. According to Irish legend, St. Patrick used the three-leafed plant, the shamrock, not to be confused with a four-leaf clover, as a metaphor for the Holy Trinity when he was first introducing Christianity to Ireland. So the four-leaf clover, no, it's the shamrock, which is the three-leaf.
Aren't the four-leaf ones supposed to be lucky, though?
Yes, four-leaf clover's lucky.
Okay.
I always thought that was a little wives' tale.
St. Patrick's Day could have been called St. Maywin's Day. Legend has it St. Patrick wasn't originally called Patrick. His birth name was Maywin Sircat. Sucat, but he changed it to Patricius after becoming a priest.
What was he hiding?
Wasn't that last name was Sucot? Sucket?
Yep.
Watch your mouth.
There is no indication whatsoever that he ever was called Patty, even by his drinking buddies. They maybe nicknamed him Pat or P-Dog or P-Trick or
P-Diddy.
The Pat Man. Pat Arena. Or, you know, Saint Dreamy. But they did not call him Patty.
Those are all rapper names, by the way.
Lil Pat.
Lil Pat.
someone asked couples to name their unique relationship rules that they have in order to keep peace in the household, in order to not have so many arguments, in order to compromise. What are some of your couple rules? Some of these work, some of these don't. It depends on who you are. These are some of the responses when asked, do you have unique relationship rules? Someone said, you can only fight naked. When things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing. That usually changes the mood. How to do. I love this one. Never seeing or dealing with each other's families.
Ooh.
That includes going to family functions alone, even holidays like Christmas. I don't know if I could do that. You can't do that. And I like her family.
Well, Christmas, but, you know, other functions.
It would be me with my family.
Yeah.
I would prefer, yeah, you know, me not going to those.
Yeah.
Having all your big fights over text. I don't know.
What? No.
Here's the rationale. It forces you to slow down and respond without blurting stuff out of anger. I don't know. When I'm writing, I'm simmering.
But you can't understand tone.
Correct. You can't emotion.
That's very dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You cannot understand sarcasm,
exactly,
tone.
Exactly. Yep.
Another thing against it, though, it creates a paper trail.
True. That'll show up in court.
Mm-hmm. Someone said one of their relationship rules, living in separate homes. A couple bought a duplex instead of a house, so they both had their own space.
Oh. That's actually not that bad. I think about it.
I mean, do you lock each other out, or what's going on?
Well, I'm assuming you have keys to both places, but at the end of the day, you do your own thing. Unless you want to...
A lot of these are just, I mean, on-demand makeout sessions, no checking in. Meaning you don't have to constantly tell everybody where you're at. Separate groceries. Mid-argument, I love yous. Give me a... But that's a bunch of crap.
Mid-argument, I love yous?
Yeah, you want to hear what that is? If you need to storm out of a room, you have to say I love you first.
Stan, can we try that really quick?
No, no. Maybe you two can. Maybe you two can.
Rod, you son of a bitch. You didn't even bring the toilet paper home last night? You God... I love you so much.
Oh, doesn't that just creep you the F out?
That did freak me out.
Of course
bit.
It does.
You didn't even think about dinner, you son of a bitch. I love you. God.
Well, it's one more. It's almost like, you know, you got to go and wash the taste out of your mouth.
Make it stop. Ew.
If you grew up like Raj and I did, at least hearing about the movies Faces of Death. You know what I'm talking about. They were supposedly documentaries that showed real scenes of humans and animals dying. But it turned out, as I knew back then, most of the footage was faked.
We didn't know that back then.
I could tell. I said, there's no way. Anyway... About 2 years ago, there was talk that a movie based on the franchise was in the works. And yes, it's still happening. We just found out that it'll star Barbie Ferreira from Euphoria and Dacre Montgomery from Stranger Things. The filmmakers are calling their movie, quote, an exploration of cycles of violence. And the way they perpetuate themselves online. Where are the woke people for this crapola?
Yeah.
Where are they for that? We're all cool with that, right? We'll have more news, if you can call it that, in a moment. In other news, if you can call it that.
What is this segment?
I don't know. It's a lot of kicker stories. I've always said that, even when Haney was doing this for 25 years. It's a segment of kicker stories.
Yeah, we just waste time, right?
But it is. You know what? I some of this stuff interests me. And as you're sitting in traffic, griping about your day and waiting to get home, there's nothing better than useless nonsense.
Just crap.
What I do for a living is I'm a professional time killer.
That's right.
There are people that do surgeries, you know, your doctors, you get people that build buildings, fix roads, create a whole bunch of things. What do you do for a living, Stan? I'm a professional time killer.
Yeah, you talk about Florida Man and make fart jokes.
Not a bad gig, really.
It isn't. I've been doing it for 42 years. It's paid the rent and put food on the table.
It got you a nice house, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one will impress Junior and you warzies out there. Trekkies don't care. You warzies love this.
Yeah, baby.
Warzies.
Do real lightsabers exist?
Not technically.
But at this year's South by Southwest Festival, Disney Parks and Experience Chairman Josh D'Amaro showed off the next best thing. And I got to admit, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it looked very real.
It's a lightsaber with a blade that actually expands and retracts, just like the ones in the Star Wars movies. And it makes noises like them, too. Whoa. That whole...
Yeah,
D'Amaro told the crowd, quote, "I have the coolest job in the world. I'm holding a real lightsaber." Now the bad news. At the moment, Disney has no plans to sell these things. Oh, they will.
What a tease.
They will. Trust me, they will.
They're building it up.
For now, they're just being used by some of the actors at their parks and attractions as the Imagineers continue to advance so that they can make a buck off it.
Yeah, I just posted it on our Facebook. You watched the video.
It's pretty
literally
impressive.
Looks like a real lightsaber. It's crazy. Anyways,
if you're a fan of The Rock and you grew up with Def Leppard, you remember when Rick Allen lost his arm and we said, is that the end of the drumming of Rick Allen for Def Leppard? No. He continued to drum one-armed with a bunch of pedals and a bunch of added features, and he's legendary. Well, Rick Allen was attacked outside a Florida hotel on Monday night. Allen was standing outside the Four Seasons Hotel in Fort Lauderdale. That is a high-end, five-star hotel, and he gets attacked. When a 19-year-old man ran at him at full speed and knocked him to the ground, he hit his head. A woman tried to intervene. Why? And she was assaulted, too. Luckily, he was caught later. What was he doing? Vandalizing cars in the parking lot at another hotel. He was charged with abuse of an elderly or disabled adult with great harm. Why? Because Allen is 59 and he has one arm.
Do you think he was just targeted because of that?
No,
by the kid?
No.
Kid must have been high.
Look, I don't know. Take a look at some of the footage you see of people just walking down the street in New York. And somebody just come up and, for the hell of it, cold cock them.
Rick Moranis.
There you
go. A couple
go.
Years ago. He was just walking down with his dog or something. Some dude just walked up and just cold cocked him.
There's no word on Allen's condition. But hopefully he's recovering.
Yeah, definitely.
Couple of little showbiz rock news for you. Just a few things. Grand Funk Railroad are doing a 50th anniversary tour of their We're an American Band album. Now, Grand Funk has been touring again, but Mark Farner was for years gone. He went. He was a born-again Christian and stopped performing. And it was probably about 15, 20 years ago he came back to Grand Funk Railroad. And they've been going strong ever since. And now they're going to do a 50th anniversary of their We're an American Band. Good. Wolfgang Van Halen has said he thinks everybody, you know, likes Van Halen, the original, David Lee Roth. And Wolfgang Van Halen thinks Sammy Hagar and his Van Hagar era of Van Halen deserves a hell of a lot more respect.
I agree.
I do too.
Good for Wolfgang. You know, it was his birthday yesterday.
Same as mine.
Yeah, I reported on that in my segment, Rog.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. I did. Oh. I broke that news. Sit back.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know what? I might not freak out if I found with me one little hair in my delivery order, but this would certainly get a reaction from me. A couple in Manhattan claim a restaurant they ordered from on Saturday gave them soup with a dead rat in it.
Ew.
They posted photos, and yeah, it does appear to be a very small rat or a pretty big mouse.
Ooh, pull up that picture for Stan. Like yeah, pull it. That up.
The couple is suing. The Korean place they ordered from is accusing them of staging the whole thing. They posted security footage of a cook spooning soup right out of a big pot. They claim it's the couple's order, and they say there's no way a large rodent would have gone unnoticed. Let me zoom in on that. I need to see.
I mean, it's pretty prominent.
I can't make out. I see a lot of sauce. I see some sauce.
See now that dark spot?
Yeah. Is that the tail?
You can't.
Is that the head?
It's so small, yeah. Okay, it's hard to tell from there, but.
Yep, okay.
Ew, either way.
Here's what I think.
Extra protein.
If there are rodents, and there are rodents in a lot of New York restaurants, it's part of the territory.
Yeah.
It can jump in. Mouse or rat jumps up there, slips, falls in. It can happen.
Even the cleanest joint. Yeah.
The restaurant also called the couple out for a 2016 Yelp review. See, back then they posted a shot of a fly they supposedly found in a different restaurant soup. That happens too. So the restaurant suggesting they do a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
The health department is taking the rat thing very seriously, and they've already shut down the place. Saw one report that said health officials found rat droppings in the restaurant. The couple claims the owner initially offered them $100 in compensation, then $5,000, but never followed through. That's why they're suing.
Went from 100 to 5,000.
That's quite the jump.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. Let me ask you, which one do you want? Gym bros are eating dog food for protein, or a flight was delayed after flight attendants got into a fight?
It's got to be the fight,
right? I want to hear about the fight.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
I don't need no gym bro story.
So much for the friendly skies. Last summer, an Alaska Airlines flight was delayed 3 hours because two pilots were fighting.
Oh, pilots.
Now, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
And last Sunday, a SkyWest flight from L.A. to Houston was delayed over an hour because two flight attendants were going at each other.
Oh.
ESPN anchor Ashley Brewer was on that flight.
Ooh.
And she was posting about it on social media. It started off before takeoff when a woman in first class requested a seat switch with a person in coach so that she could sit back with her husband. One flight attendant said that was cool. The other said no. That ignited an argument between the two flight attendants that escalated to the point where they refused to work together. Brewer said it seemed like they had prior beefs. Apparently, they had gotten on each other's nerves before. Eventually, a new set of flight attendants had to be brought in to the plane, and the flight was finally able to take off. SkyWest said, "We hold all of our employees to the highest standards." You sure do. We hold them to professionalism we're going to conduct an internal investigation on this. We hold it to the highest standards.
You know how to pick them.
Right.
Just let the people switch seats. I mean, that would have stopped
everything. Yeah, but one agreed, one didn't.
You need some on-flight entertainment.
And that's the news for today, Friday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We shall return. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney.
You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Keep a safe St. Patrick's Day evening. Have fun, but keep it safe. Let's get you a final look at traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, soon to be four Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, here we go. It's been a busy day. We got a hit-and-run crash, Bayshore Road and Park 78 Drive in North Fort Myers. Cape Coral, crash, Del Prado Boulevard and 4th Street. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. Why is that not surprising? And down in Collier County, North Naples, crash, Immokalee Road and Juliet Boulevard. And you are up to date.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh how bright it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss, oh.
Thank you very much.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. How well I remember. I'll always remember. Oh, what a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss of the kiss in the moonlight.
Ooh, I would love to be one of those background singers.
Who, the Jordanaires? That's the Jordanaires.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night. It was, really was such a night.
Came they made a lot of money. They would travel themselves, too.
The Rod, sing along.
You're ruining a good song.
That night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed,
yes, Raj.
I had to fall in love.
You say this was the Air Jordans?
No, the Jordan Air.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. You sound good.
I could tour with the Jordan Mayors.
Yeah, he used to be a singer. Gone, yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah.
A weird ending.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now. GetBest.com.
Every impression seems to have a signature impression. For me, it's John Madden. I love it when he explains things that you already know. He'll say things like,
you need to see. Because seeing is important. And if you can't see, then you don't know what you're looking at.
His partner is Al Michaels, a guy who's known for the phrase, "Do you believe in miracles? Yes!" Which I say whenever the entire audience gets that.
Here's a guy who doesn't say it that often, but...
He was the greatest play-by-play man of all time, but John Madden has turned him into the and-by-and man. Because and is the only word you can say after Madden states the obvious. You have to say it over and over again until Madden's finally done. Madden will say something like,
"Hey, that guy right there, that guy's got mud on his jersey." And now there's less mud on the field. And now he's got to get a clean jersey. And I don't know, Pat never did this crap to me.
I miss Pat Summerall. Pat Summerall had the greatest voice of all time. Never used it, though. Just did those little phrases and thanked John Madden for everything he said. Guy be running down the field, he could paint a beautiful picture, but all he did was that, those little phrases, that, to the 20, to the 25, there's a flag on the play.
Hey, if the referee, if he throws the flag and he didn't make a mistake, then there is probably going to be a penalty.
Thanks, John.
Have yourselves a great evening. Hold on a second. Did I even put that in there yet? Hold on. Oh, I got it. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. Laughter is very important.
I'm going to die.
That's why we now bring you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, hey there, cute little spandex ass.
I am a woman, okay?
You are. You are all woman. Yeah.
Have you ever said, "Hey, spandex ass," in your life?
No, I have not.
Just try that on the wifey this weekend.
What do you say to
Let
your wife?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. What do you say to your wife when you get home, dude?
My wife is the most wonderful human being.
She is, yeah.
And I will go, and she'll know when I'm trying to say something sexy or cute or something like that, and it doesn't work. She will still smile and give me credit for trying.
That's nice. She's a doll. Yeah,
yes, she is.
She'll say that special, "Oh, bless his heart."
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, bless his
You're
heart.
You're so adorable.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Pop-Tart.
Yeah, that one. Try that on your... I was told that by somebody else. Call your girlfriend, hey, Pop-Tart.
Oh, that one. That oh, you one look person so, was messing with you.
You look so hot, Pop-Tart. let's see. Oh. St. Patrick. That's who we're celebrating. St. Patrick's Day, patron saint of Ireland. Well, today we bring you the top fascinating facts about the actual St. Patrick.
All right.
Top fascinating facts about the actual St. Patrick.
That's right. Right, Raj. Right here. He's the patron saint of acceptable stereotypes. Big drinkers, Irish, you're drunk. Right. That's all okay.
The only one that hasn't been canceled yet.
Because they have a sense of humor.
There you go.
And if they don't, and if you don't like something, they'll fight you. Yeah. Not go and try to shame you.
Give it time.
St. Patrick, things you didn't know about the real St. Patrick. Even though he was Irish, he thought U2 was overrated. fact about the real St. Patrick, he never wore green, so he had an excuse to pinch himself. St. Patrick's favorite NFL team? The Colts. Ha! I bet you thought I was going to say the Saints, didn't you? But no. No, it's the Colts. You know, the real St. Patrick, according to legend, he chased the snakes out of Ireland and right into our Congress.
That's actually fact.
It is.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's final words. Right there on his deathbed. They found me Lucky Charms. Like, here's something, and it's a fact. St. Patrick has been dead for centuries. Centuries. But he still looks better than Joe Biden.
The skin is tightened.
He was Me Too'd for showing off his shillelagh. And finally, the final fascinating fact about the actual St. Patrick. He hated it when people called him Patty, or when people didn't call him Patty. My point is, the Irish are temperamental.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.